A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 21st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the pension system in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Look, I think it's a long overdue move, but it's a good move nevertheless. People do not have faith in the Zim dollar. Actually, the Zim dollar has now been demonetized. So what it means is that there is not going to be any Zim dollar denominated transaction. So it's important also for pensions to also be put into US dollar so that people can have confidence in taking out pension, that when they retire, they'll be able to have some money to use. The government is clearly clutching at straws. They are trying to do some of these things as confidence-building measures. One of the problems that we've had with the previous commission is that the president receives findings and then he shelves them in his office. And people do not know about some of the findings.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the critical issue of pensions in Zimbabwe.
Indications are that some Zimbabweans whose pensions were eroded by hyperinflation are receiving pensions as low as $2 a month.
Of course, this has prompted President Robert Mugabe to swear in a commission to look into the conversion of pensions and insurance benefits from the Zimbabwe dollar to the United States dollar as pensioners are struggling.
What do you think about these issues? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah. Gibbs, nasi tila uti nenyaya ye mari zemu jikandi gere. Nekuti toza uti muna 2009, paya pakanzi dola remu Zimbabwe, haricha shandi, vanwa jinji, vaka rasikirwa ne mari zavo, zemu jikandi gere, zaakupa kuti vakawanda vacho, vanonge sose nemuromo. Avacha kwanise kuti vaone mari dze kuti vanga vachizviriritira kana kuriritira mhuri yavo nekudaro zvaomera vanava nenyaya yekuti zvakuita sekuti mai vatsva musana mwana atsva dumbu. Iwo havachakwanisi kuendesa vana kuchikoro kana vana vacho vakundikana kuendawo kuchikoro havachakwanisiwo kunge vachichengeta vabereki vavo. Gibbs.
Yebo kambe zulu kandaba lingalithona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha ke hayi singani sisatotoba. Ye, lamhla ke udaba esiqoqa ngalo yilolo olwamapentsheni. Sizwa kuthiwa bakhona phela ukuthi nxa imali yabo yakudala liyana ingaphendulelwa. Isuswa kuma Zimbabwe dollar, isiya ku American dollar, ibe impondo kuphela. Impondo yazi baba. $2.
$2.
Ye, so manje nxa umuntu sele impondo awazi ukuthi engenzani ngayo. Kuzobuya ukuthi khona manje bakhona blessing ngabanye abathola $20 ngenyanga. So abanye sebacabanga ukuthi kulokuthi uhambe uyithatha kanye sebehamba bayekele inyanga sibe mbili ahambe sokuyi $40. Kutsho ukuthi nxa ungavela ugade nge $10 usiyakhona ngale usayithatha uyaphenduka endlini sunengaki no nothing yongezela mali. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu olwamapentsheni ngani uyahlupha sibili kakhulu. Ye, nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nasi nombolo. Lifone kanye cellphone lakho la ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
asichobe mfowethu. And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. First we have Mr. Percy Mqijo, Zimbabwean worker. Mr. Mqijo, good evening.
Good evening and good evening listeners, wherever you are.
Thank you so much for joining us, and it has been long since we last spoke to you.
Sure, it has been long. Yes, and things have been happening and things have continued to happen in our country, Zimbabwe.
Yes, and we hope you'll be able to update us on all those issues. We also have Mr. George Nkiwane, the president of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Mr. Nkiwane, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for being into the program.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think so far those are the two guests that we have. I hope Mr. Abednego Moyo, chairperson of the Railway Pensions Fund, will join us later on. Gibbs.
Certainly. Let's start with you, Mr. Nkiwane. So most workers right now, we know that they're struggling to actually get money from where they're working, but it becomes worse when they leave work. So what is going on right now in terms of their pensions?
Indeed, it's so sad that you work for a long period, assuming that when you go to pension, because previously, and in developed countries, when one is about to go to pension, when you go to pension, you really enjoy life, you enjoy your fruits, for your contribution to the economy. And it's so different now in Zimbabwe, in that when you go to pension, you become a destitute. Instead of enjoying your fruits for the past years, for the long years that you worked for as the development of your own country. It's so sad that we have destitute workers who made Zimbabwe what it should have been and what it is now, but they are destitute.
Yeah, we actually have umnumzana uthi kuyahlupha ukuthi nxa susuka emsebenzini usuthi uyehlala phansi uthole ukuthi imali yakho ayikho. So uthi kwamanye amazwe sibili kuligugu lokuthi nxa usuqeda umsebenzi usiyazidlela imali yakho ukhombe ngophakathi futhi kunjalo.
Let's go back to Mr. Mcijo. What is happening to pensioners that you are interacting with, Mr. Mcijo?
Yes, pensioners that we are interacting with here in Bulawayo really showing a sad story that they are telling, especially when you look at what they are getting and what it means to their lives. Really, people are suffering. It doesn't seem as if they ever worked at all, because they're just like somebody who never, ever worked. Because the pensions that they are receiving are meaningless. Really, people get very lucky for them to sustain their lives. It's very, very unfortunate. Really.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about pensions or the pension system in Zimbabwe, because ever since Zimbabwe started using multiple currencies, the pensioners were greatly affected because of the conversions of the currencies. And since 2009, insurance firms have been clashing with pensioners and policyholders who are unhappy with the paltry benefits being disbursed to them. Of course, this has prompted President Robert Mugabe to set up a commission to look into the conversion of pensions. Gibbs.
Yes, we Baba Kolampo Nkiwane. Nxa usukhangela ke udaba lolu lwamapension ukuthi lina khathesi nxa usebenza ubambelwa imalini, njalo kucatshangelwa ukuthi nxa suqedile umsebenzi uzathola imali emenjani?
Amapension lawa babe ayatshiyana. Kunabanye ama-companies abalepension le abathi i-defined benefits. Then kulenye ekuthiwa i-defined contributions. I-defined benefits ukuthi ama-benefits ngemali ozayithola ngasuya kupension uyabuyazi ungakayi kupension. Amaningi akhona ayebe sithi imali ocula ukuyihola ungakayi kupension yiyo ozayithola ngase kupension. Then i-defined contribution ilotibona ukuthi uzathola oya kukhona endizeni ngakade indiza ebekwa nje konke nje abalikuputamtshayo njengesebenzi. So la uzathola oya kukhona endizeni kungakanani. So amapension lawa ayathiyana, but esikubona nje lapha yikuthi okubuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu yikuthi abona ama-pensions wonke lawa alama-properties. And ama-properties ona lawo alethe imali ku-pension fund. Ungathola imali eholwa kumbe ngama-board members njengabathola njengama-allowances kundenga ma employees ya ma CEOs ya ma pension funds. Nao kutu kati nendo, kutu kambi nga kwenye mali nga haka, ava nika zima alive nga toributo.
Ye, nkelu tukufaya nga sikiwa nje, uwezi te abantu bazo futi kona po, utu posite ni just briefly ba.
We generally here in Zimbabwe have two types of pension funds. One is the defined contribution. The defined contribution is a scheme where you, as an employee, you know upfront how much you'll be getting when you go retire and go on pension. And then also you have the defined contribution. The defined contribution is a tricky one because it disadvantages employees in that you don't know how much you'll get at the time of your retirement, because there is a fund that is created. It all depends then on what is available on that fund, or in that fund, or in that pot. Then that will be what you'll be getting at the end of each month as a retiree. So we are very much concerned as workers in that all the pension funds do own properties, and properties do bring in some income that we know very much that in most cases, buildings and properties do not depreciate. They normally appreciate, which means then they have a steady income that they're coming in. What is happening now, if you look at what is the board members and the workers of the pension fund themselves are getting, you know, it's so saddening that those that then brought about that pension, the employees themselves, are not getting anything. They are getting paltry payouts that they don't even deserve to get.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line.
Regai tiende kune vatereri. Chotanga na mkoma Wilson wa South Africa. Makadi mkoma Wilson?
No, jirinani makasi mberi wafu.
Ai, watiripo nyaya irimudari roma enzi kwa ndiye ima penje ni kana kuti ye mjikandigere. Munoono osei, shiruku itika mnika medu.
Muna zababa shiruku itika mnika medu mkomu. Shugulisha misa zigozi. Anisunya so zwati $20 ziruguta orwa hii. Ndo mare dzivone kwa mapenje niya ese. Anisunya so mzuse papa mfenda nyanso indambedu zao.
Vakawanda vacho ninguti ma company kaya. Ema insurance vamo wacho waiti mare dzedu zaka zoro wane inflation. Nekudaro ndo mare za tru kwanza utitinge tichipa wani. Vamo avasu kutuwa na mare acho.
Wangu asu tombo iwana za mchose. Chokwadi paka oma chokwadi. Ainini pagadaro ye nduta zau nduta nyanzo nduta zau nzusoti mari idzi $20 ndo dzirupi wa wanu kana uti zaka siyana nekuda kwe ma department nekuda kwe logu zenini kwe basa rono 7 zao kwa tinesha wai wano trupu ma package zago so ndo paisanya penesu ya sonzu isi papa but anyway kana uku nzuruwa na $20 still zaka ngo umera munu isa mzimbabu especially ma pengineers ya so ando ae ando tono ti ya ngora ramone nyasha pate paka omacho kwati
saka imimi kwa munoshanda zvinofamba sei panyaya ye pension
no ndiri kuno ku South Africa zvangu no tiri kuitawo ma informal jobs aya nyaya dzema pension hatini tiri wanhu wangwana wanogarwa tisina kuti tisikushanda tisina chima permit saka hatitombori na idea yezvekuti zvinoitika sei saka natongorwadzirwa nichingonzwa kuti kuti wakamboshanda uchisevha kana kuti hurumende uchisevha kana kuti muhurumende wachisevha company yawaisevha then at the end of the day wakunzwa kuti unopiwa $20 wapa mudyikandigere unoite ne $20
asi azvire mukoma uso nazvina zvo basa kauti muri mu informal sector munofanira kuisa akaimwe mudura mbichana muri kuita here izvozvo
ya zvemudura of course yes zvinoti nete hazvo but ida mara kanaka zvemudura zvinoti nete but ya kuzvitaura tinozvitaura but kuzviimplement ama ndopane nyaya tikuzamawo padikidiki patinokwanisawo kuti tinge tichizviita izvozvo but otherwise baba zvakaoma handidi kunyepa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma uso nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Okay, no, ndatenda zvikuru ndafara kupinda muchirongwa nhasi handiti ka
aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu.
Aiwa ndatenda chaizvo handiti ka.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Thank you very much.
Tinotenda. Regai tiende kuZambia uko. Kuna mukoma chamu muri bwanje.
Tiripo makati yenyu baba.
Aiwa tiripo kuri sei kuZambia.
Tiripo murodhi momoti pakazungula apa pa border apa kuenda ku South Africa.
Oh, muri kudriver magonyeti here.
Hongu baba.
Good, ndichazotsvaga number yenyu ndozokufonerai futi. Pane nyaya ndiri kumboda kukubvunza kumagonyeti.
I was a guy.
Right, nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa imkoma chamu yema pension. Kuti hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
Zvinorwadza mukoma, muri kuona madhara edu ka. Aka contributor sereki panyaya dzema pension vachiri kusenza. iye manje kuti vachiende kunotora mari varikuhora ma $5.
Mhm.
Saka zvinhu zvekuti bata zvekuti tatoshaya kuti toita wose mari dzavakakontributa hadzina kumbobvira kana dzambomachua here kana kuti tizive kuti zviri kumbofamba sei tatozvitadza.
Mhm. Vaishanda kupi?
Vaishanda kukambani inonzi CSC.
CSC, oh, ndaiziya iyi. Pamba ine hwani yedu pamarondera pa cold storage.
Ndiyoyo chaiyo chaiyo baba.
Mhm.
Vakangobuda kungofamba, kungobuda vachingofamba kutange murayo kubva kudhibha. Munozva munhu kana vachibva kudhibha kana iri nguve yenhingirini yemashanga chambhoko unongobvisa mutoki wacho unokanda kuchambhoko isa muhomwe. Wosvika pamba uchingofamba kudai.
Yeah.
Akaita mudhara iwawo.
Asi hapana nhingirikiri chavakawana?
Hapana, hapana kana.
Pane dambudziko. Saka tinofunga kuti amheno pada komisheni ya umbwai inogona kunge ichivabatsirawo kuti vaone mari dzavo nekuti zvinhu zvacho zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka semataurira amuri kuita.
Aiwa, dai tatovabatsira nokuti zveshuwaka vatochembera vapa musha manje kuti vaone chekutanga kuti voita zvipi. Isu tisita kutongorwisa kuti madhara aite sei aone chikafu aone sei. Hazvinhu zvekuti bata.
But ko pakambani pamuri kusenza waimi mukoma chamu pakamira sei? Zvinofamba sei panyaya yepenjeni?
Isusu hapana pensheni iripo pakuti handi munozva mashandiro ekuti voenda kusouth africa pazvine uvo ndivo unotoita pensheni yako wega.
Asi muri kuisa here paside?
Ndozvati kutoita kutorwisa kusouth paside kuti nganda kudzoka kumusha ndoona kuti ndotangirawo papi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma chama, asi kuimbisa kwandaita tichazokufonerai zvakare.
Zvakanaka imbisa.
Panopera chirongwa chino ichi.
Aiwa, zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Gibbs, you heard from our listeners there. First with Wilson in South Africa. Wilson says he was actually flummoxed or surprised that some people are getting $20. And he's saying he's in the informal sector. And of course, I asked him if he's saving just something for the future. And he says he's trying, but it's very difficult. But he's saying this issue is really worrying and disturbing. And lastly, we had Mkoma Chamu. He's a truck driver, and he says his father worked for the cold storage commission. I think later on it was called the cold storage company.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I know we had one in Marondera growing up, and he's saying that his father is getting only $5. He's now retired. He's living in their rural home. And he's really struggling, and he's hoping that these mistakes that have been made will be corrected.
I still remember the CSC at its headquarters in Bulawayo.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And
back
we used
in the
to
day.
Buy a lot of stuff there, you know, offals,
exactly.
All those kind of things.
Mangina.
Yeah, nginas, and you call it. And that's when I started knowing some of the meat cuts.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Loin,
yeah.
You know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
But in our location, we used to buy certain other things.
I know.
Yes. So I think we've got JJ on the line. Baba JJ, falakazela kunjani baba?
Yeah, tila singakuza wena puti.
Nispilile, Bwanji, uri Bwanji.
Ndiri wino, inuyo.
Ni ya pila spili kakulu. Mbomba, yeah. Mbomba zika kamuzu sinjani kuna hapa. Yes, kuluma ngota wala loma pencheni. Si awazi tukula bantu abanengi sibili abasebenza eZimbabwe, abavele Malawi. Uyakuhlangana labo khonapho, bale mali yabo bayithola yini?
Kula, yi-same issue leyo ezinye zaka-South Africa, kula. Zabe imali ezincane kakhulu, kuyitshintsha, angikwazi ukuthi bayakwenzelani ngoloko, ngoba abantu basafa kakhulu. Bayakhonona kakhulu abantu ukuthi kuloko kwenza kanjani. Into engayithanga ko kufanele ukuthi beviswe imali evalo efanele ukuthi ibe ifithi imali engabe yafithi imali yale. Ya.
So kodwa nxa ubona abantu ababesebenza ezimayini kakhulu, siyakwazi sibili bakhona bavele Malawi, kanti singapho seplanta hanjo.
Hayi, lapha ngisebangula ensanje.
Ensanje, so khonapha ensanje siyakwazi bakhona. Uyakuhlangane labo sibili ubabona ukuthi number njalo nxa ubakhangele ubona ngani impilo yabo injani khonapha.
Ayijabulisi la ungayibona sibili wakwanisa ukumangala ukuthi abantu laba bevele wanela sibili njengesikhathi zana kusakhulunywa. Lawo mangala igala even inkomo eyi-1 indlu ohlela kuyo ejani umangala kuti umuntu lo umuntu hawe hambe civil mine Zimbabwe kwakutuma phela ngala ukuthi umuntu ngayivela khona ngale ubisa something ukuthi ungahawuye light yeah
so kona phe malawe ke lapho senza khona lithola ipension ezinjani
hayi inengi civil ngawu ngilokhu zeni akwasuthi kwa ngoteacher akwasuthi kuba ipension ibe yilokhu zeni 2 million, 2 million, 1 million. Now, over on local zeni, major street. Yes, because it's Malay 9 years. Sometimes 9 million. Sometimes it depends on how you do selling. It's cutting in Ghana. Once it's cutting in Malang Konya Kwela.
Yeah, Lapa School Bank, Malawi in Kwacha, right?
Malawi in Kwacha. That means we have to convert to 500. Ufuna ukuthi kwenze business. Hayi mina usuphumile, ufuna ukwenza something ukuthi ibumeda. So khona ukukhanyela ukuthi uyakhindle, khona ukukhanyela ukuthi yenze something ukuthi umeda imuli yakho. Hayi kwani mala ngona, it's just if you want it.
Aha.
Abantu aba ngani bayathaba kakhulu abantu labana esikhundleni esikhulu. Yiba ngani ba ngale zimali eziningi. Kodwa la ukuthi abancane ama teachers lawa wapholisa abantu ama bani lama mala kuze namancane laba bathaza abalampinji encane kakhulu yeah at least those who are eating bigger things are those who una high seats yet
yes yawo zakukhulu ke JJ falazela kula ngapho ensanje eMalawi sibonile kakhulu ba
ngiyabonga kakhulu athi mina nje mphukelo yiloko zeniyazolo lapheke nga athi ngaprepare ngakhulu
hayi kuhle kodwa uyijaye mnandi kakhulu sibili siyabonga kakhulu baba
okay nami ngiyabonga kakhulu buti
yes
story isindebele sami sesivalekela kancane
no isindebele sakho is perfect wakhulela ngabo kwankona
yakhulela kubona wayo
ah
sobula ejube
ho ejube yaye siyabona phela baba
ngibalunga enguJackson
hawo boni Jackson malunga sibongile mnumzana sibongile kakhulu baba
okay nami ngiyabonga kakhulu kuSjube
no kulungile baba. Yeah, so this guy says he grew up in Njube, in Bulawayo. Yeah. It's not Makala. Blessing. Your development is getting worse. You know, Makala Kukwini is a cell phone. Mkukwini means a house that is not a proper house, right? Yeah, so you're trying to say Mkukwini, right?
No,
Makala Kukwini is a phone.
No, that place where you remember where there were those beds.
Yeah.
What's that suburb called?
Where is that?
In Makokova. No, not Makokova.
Makandeni.
Okay.
All right. I think the only township that you know in Bulawayo maybe is one of the eastern suburbs.
Oh, I know everything.
Okay, yeah, I understand. So what?
From Magwegwe to Nketa to Idemi.
Yeah, good. So anyway, so Falakazela was really saying that you know a lot of people that were working in Zimbabwe were Malawians. You know, they came back home empty-handed, and he says, you know, it was of great pride for somebody to go and work in Zimbabwe. You know, we still remember seeing Malawians in Kwanda.
Exactly, Zambians. Yeah, Mozambicans.
That's right, yeah.
Everyone.
So, so I think at one stage you could hear them saying, Nzochokela kunyomba.
Yeah.
You know, saying, Ukopek.
Kumuz.
Kumuz, yeah. So at the end of the day, I think they were great people and they worked so hard, but they're back home with nothing.
Yeah.
So he says some don't even have a single cow. They don't have nothing, you know, houses, nothing. So, this is going to get 40 go to South Africa. Kulangale eslom nun zana kuna undugu, baba ndugu, unga unjan.
Gracias, Peter Nzan.
Hi, Spirit Ndugu. So, akus chele genge penche lap. Wena uge wa sebenza ezibabu?
Hai, Zimbabu angzani sebenza. Watu putombe sebenza kone zimain lapa hivu mbachiko imain.
Oh, hivu mbachiko yi tuzan langkaya pele.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, okay. Pho uphumele ipension yini khona ngani?
Ah, akazange aphume nayo ipension.
Kwahamba njani?
ngazi ukuthi wahamba njani into engimangaza ngithi lapha kule mine pension fund yakhiswe ama-complex angazi ukuthi waye bengenamali kanti imali zabo zasebenza ukuyakha amanye ama-complex lapha entumbane nalenye seharare yangwa-complex so angazi but usaleni uyayithola lapho ngoba nayo besebenza kwenye imine abathi freedom mine yeah, mine is E1.
Yeah.
Yeah, and $12 $60 a month for a month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what do I told us we are in the Sutta Hambe, Conale Kwanda? I told you, I will inquire and Kubenjan.
Yeah, and what I told every month, we did transport to work on a thing on over $3 or $4 la Pu Hamba no go, $8 to Hamba no go boy.
Oh yes, so uthe uthola $60 ngenyanga, eh?
Yeah, uthi uthola $60 a month.
So umne wenu ongatholi lutho wenzani khona manje?
Ah, khona manje ngoba lana indawo abantu bayenza umkute nje bathi umkute lapha egangeni.
Mhm.
Yeah, into nje abantu abaningi abaphila ngayo. Kodwa abaningi nje abantu abangatholi lutho engibaziyo abasebenza kuzo lezi zimayi.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke mnumzana Nduku. Kukhona okunyonga phonga ukuthi uphostela nje kancane lapha Friday phela.
Yeah, mina ngiyababingelela nje zonke izihlobo zami ezilapha eZimbabwe. Kodwa ngapha eSouth Africa ngiyamangala ngoba kulezi zinto ezinjengabo Provident Fund, amakhampani abahambisa khona kulanye amakhampani ama-insurance. Uma uphuma emsebenzini kule mali nje isihamba semali osokusithola.
Ah, siyezwa kakhulu mnumzana. Sibongile Nduku ba.
Yeah.
Enduku siyabonga.
Ha siyabonga ba Sondebele.
Yeah, ngudube uGibbs ya. So according to yes, according to Mr. Nduku, you know, he has got a brother who was working at Vumachiko mine, who got out with nothing from there. And then he has got a brother-in-law who was at Freda mine. These mines are owned by the same company. So then he says his brother-in-law is getting $60 a month. So he pays about $2 or $3 to go and access that kind of money.
Yeah.
So he says the brother is now a gold panner, like, you know, all other people that didn't get their pensions. And then he says in South Africa, there are certain pension schemes that people can access. And he says it's easier there than in Zim right now.
Mr. Mkijo, what can be done to cushion the pensioners from this? This has really reached the crisis levels.
Yes, I think the government should come up with a scheme to try and assist the pensioners because, as you are aware, they are not getting much from their pensions, you know. So I believe that at the moment, for those that are already on pension, something must be done. The government must go back to the pension, I mean, insurance companies that were administering these pensions. And try to force these insurance companies to increase the payouts. Because to me, $20 is absolutely nothing. It's meaningless. And then that would probably assist, you know, our pensioners so that they get something that is meaningful. And probably for those who are still at work at the moment, I think what needs to be done is that the government should come up with a policy. There has to be a pension fund policy that the government should run, and that policy should be formulated through the tripartite negotiating forum.
Thank you. Hold that thought. Mr. Mkijo, hold that thought. We'll come back to you. It's an interesting concept that you are discussing there, and I think we'll discuss it even further. Mkoma Simon, Rambai Muri Parunari, Mr. Nkiwane and Mr. Mkijo, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.